As quite a few of you know, in addition to features like health matters, business matters, educational matters, and more, I also feature motivational moments where we'll have someone who's joining us to really inspire us, motivate us, empower us. And so I'm going to bring back to you someone who did just that for us some time ago, Miss Trish D'Alva. Out on his old horse way, said he was in a war in the Navy, lost his wife, lost his baby, broke down and asked the wartime son how to keep from going crazy. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you all on board with us. I tell you what, it is good to have you with us. As you know, one of the things that I really, really take on as a mission is providing opportunities for us to be empowered, and specifically by motivational speakers. I call it motivational moments, and we have quite a few of them throughout the year, and we have someone who is going to be motivating us today. How many of you have discovered that it really makes a difference when you're told not only what you need to do, but you're also told how to do it? Yeah, sometimes, you know, we feel like we're more lost when we are told what we need to do and don't have any idea of how to get started than if we had never knew what to do. Well, we have somebody today who is an expert in giving us the guidance that we need, giving us the how-tos. She's going to talk with us about how to use fear as a motivator, but she's also going to talk with us about how to break those big, seemingly unmanageable chunks of activities into smaller, manageable, doable chunks of activity so that we can see ourselves making progress in life. She is none other than Trish Luna D'Alva. She is a motivational speaker who is working with the great Les Brown. More importantly, she is doing so much to help so many people find their way through life. She is with us today. I want you all to make sure you are ready to put it any way you want. Write it down. I know a lot of you are using your smartphones. You may have your books with you, whether notebooks, iPads, whatever they might be ready, because I'm telling you what, wealth of information is going to be flowing today from Trish Luna D'Alva. Trish, it is good to have you with us today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Carl. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
I tell you what, it is so good to have you with us. And, you know, Trish, it makes so much sense that in a world where so much can go right, that you would have people helping us understand how to do our part to have things go right. And of course, when we think about the fact that there are so many things that can go wrong for any number of reasons, it is good when people can help us take the guesswork out of some of this and figure out how to repeat the successes.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, this all came about by me trying to take on some things in my own life. I can give you a little bit of background. When I was growing up, my dad left when I was real young and took my brother. And so it kind of left me with this feeling of the one being left behind, unimportant, you know, and all that. Yeah. Growing up with lots of those feelings I know that so many people have of not being enough. And as I got older, this translated into a real feeling of powerlessness, sort of a fragility and a powerlessness. And so I was kind of afraid of people. I was afraid that people would leave me, people would hurt me, and I would go into this pattern. Even with my relationships, I would get into relationships where they were real one-sided. And the other person was much more interested in me than I was in them, so I would be safe and they would never leave me. But then, of course, I would be completely bored in about 6 months with the relationship because it was very one-sided. And so I was searching. I knew that there was a different way to live. And I just had a lot of fear. And ironically, I'm a small person. I'm 5'2". And okay. I actually had a fear that I would be attacked. That was like a big, I don't know if I would call it a phobia, but a big fear of mine. And so that was one of the big things I wanted to change. I was in college at the time, and I was just walking around with this fear all the time, fear of people. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, this is no way to live, but I didn't know how to fix it. I had this goal of wanting to feel better, safer. But it seemed like this huge change, and I didn't know how to get there. You know, do you ever feel like that? You got a big goal and no idea how to get there, right?
Yes, indeed.
And so I just started searching, and that's pretty much all we can do is just be open, start searching. I was in college at the time, and I started walking around campus just looking and thinking, you know, I want to feel different. And I saw a poster for a self-defense class. And that kind of piqued my interest. And it was a short class. It was a two-hour class given by a woman. Not a big commitment, very safe environment. It was for women only. And I thought, I can do that. So I signed up for the class. And ironically, the class was not really so much about self-defense. It was very much about how you carry yourself. I don't know if you listen to Anthony Robbins. I'm a big Anthony Robbins fan.
I'm familiar with him.
He talks about your, he talks about your physiology, mm-hmm. and your physiology really affects your psychology. You know, if you stand hunched over looking down at the floor, you can feel your energy drop. You can feel your mood almost drop. And in fact, if I asked you, stand like someone who's depressed, mm-hmm. how would you stand?
Somewhat slumped over, slightly
exactly.
slouched,
mm-hmm.
legs wouldn't mm-hmm. be fully extended.
Right, right.
Looking down.
So yeah, exactly. So that's what this class was about. It was about carrying yourself with more confidence and how not to look like a target, essentially. How to stand up tall, how to use your voice with strength and project your voice. And they did teach us a few little basic techniques like where to kick someone, which pretty much I already knew, right?
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. but it just kind of gave me a different way of standing, and it felt really good. And so when I left that class, I was just walking a little taller and feeling a little better. And so I started thinking, what are other little things that I could do? And I signed up for a MACE class. On the college campus, they're always offering all kinds of stuff, right? So the police came, and they offered a MACE class. It took 1 hour, and then you could buy pepper spray at the end of the class. So I had my little pepper spray, had my self-defense class, I'm walking a little taller. And I thought, what else can I do? I was in the school bookstore one day, and they were selling little keychains that had a stick on them. It was a metal stick, and it was probably 5 inches long. So if you held it in your hand, it would stick out on either end. And you could hit somebody with it, right? And I didn't know what I was going to do with this little stick, but it made me feel better. I had my little stick, and I had my mace, and I'm walking taller. And so it occurred to me, when we look at these big goals that we want to achieve, and we think we have to get there overnight, you know, it seems overwhelming. Or even taking a step that seems like it's really going to make a difference sometimes is overwhelming. So when I work with people, and I would suggest to people at home, look at your goal, if it's a financial goal or a personal goal or a spiritual goal or something with your relationship, whatever it is, look at that goal, the thing you want to achieve, the thing that will make your life better, make you feel stronger. And what is the smallest thing you could do? What is the absolute smallest thing? Yeah.
Start with the smallest thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that's doable. We can see that as doable.
Exactly. And you get started. You know, Les Brown, I worked with Les Brown, and he was saying in one of his quotes that I just love, he says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's just getting yourself to take those first steps, and that breaks that pattern of procrastination. It breaks the pattern of, oh, I can't do it, and it starts to break the pattern of fear because you take a little step, and little steps aren't so scary. So take a moment, if people are listening, got some paper there, and write down 3 steps that you could take that you could do in a day. You don't have to do them all 3 in one day, but each step you could do in a day, just little steps, and you start to build momentum. And my little steps were the mace, the little stick, in my self-defense class. And that started me down a path. And that's the other thing, is sometimes when we look at this big goal that we want to achieve and we don't know how to get there, mm-hmm. we don't know what path to take.
Yeah.
And there's always there's a number of paths you can take to get to any destination, right? Like my house, I live right above a whole bunch of track homes. There's probably 15 different streets I could take to get home, and they'll all get me there. But which one, you know, which one's going to be right for me? So you have to find the path that's right for you.
And I'm interested, Trish, as you're taking these steps, and as you mentioned, you recommended that we think of the smallest step that we can start with. You started, as you mentioned, with the mace, the stick, but also standing differently. I'm curious as to when it comes to your posture, the fact that you were standing taller, you were standing with more authority, more assertiveness, I would imagine. I'm curious as to whether or not some of your colleagues there on the college campus began to take note of the different way you were standing and how they perceived that.
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I do recall one friend. I also started doing Pilates. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pilates.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's a core workout, and a lot of it involves squeezing your shoulder blades back, and it creates great posture. And I remember shortly after I had started that, I was having lunch with a girlfriend, and I was sitting very straight in the chair, and she looked at me, and she said, "Relax." And I said, "I am relaxed. What?" You're sitting up so straight, you don't even look relaxed, you know, because I wasn't hunched over or slouching down. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I actually also had people comment at my church that I stand up really straight.
Wow. So they noticed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't something that they were ready to embrace necessarily.
Well, I think it gives you a different face, essentially, that you're putting out there to the public. Because people who stand up very straight look very confident.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons that when you're looking at it from a self-defense angle, you don't look like a target. Because you look very confident. You look like somebody who would turn around and fight back, as opposed to somebody hunched over who looked like they might just give up.
Yes, yes.
So, and I think you're right. I think that does translate into every other area of your life. Because if you walk into a business meeting and you look confident, people are going to be dealing with you in a different way. People automatically assume that you are at a high level, and they take you more seriously. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Yes, indeed. I understand that. That makes so much sense. And so, so sometimes people are responding to the steps that we're taking, even though we may not be aware of the fact that they're responding to us.
Right.
Like in your case, that posture, and you talk about that person who walks into the business meeting with that air of confidence, not egotism, but just that air of confidence simply as conveyed by their body language, by their posture. And people are going to respond to that person another way. Someone walks in slouched, it could be the same person, walk in slouched, humped over, they'll respond to that same person differently, in fact, a little less favorably. And so sometimes people are not necessarily going to verbalize what they're seeing in us and how that's affecting them. But in one way or another, we are going to elicit some kind of response.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have you ever been elevator with somebody or even just walked by somebody at a convention and they caught your eye because they looked successful?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember I got into an elevator with a couple of guys at a I don't know what it was. Oh, it was CEO Space, which is an entrepreneurial convention that I go to. And they just looked successful. And then I found out later they were angel investors or something like that. They were. They carry themselves with an air that just gives off success. And anybody can do that.
And that's a beautiful thing to hear, that anybody can do that. It's not just certain people in the world who just automatically have that. That's something that we can even develop, even if we didn't start out with it.
Absolutely. And not only does it show outward, but it goes inward, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you start carrying yourself like that with confidence, you feel confident and you start acting more confidently and things start to go well for you.
Wow. So this is, I mean, it makes sense that there are things happening inwardly as well as things happening outwardly. The fact that we're changing on the inside and we're impacting how people outside of us, others around us, treat us and respond to us.
Right, right. And I think that's one of the reasons maybe that I went sort of the avenue that I did is I wasn't feeling strong. And these were things that made me feel stronger almost right away. I didn't have to delve into my past too much and go lay on somebody's couch for, 6 years. I could do it quickly. I stood up straighter. All of a sudden, I felt better. I felt stronger. I felt more confident, shoulders back, and it just feels good. And you start to radiate that outward.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Ms. Trish Luna D'Alva. She's sharing with us really how to develop a successful mindset, a way about going about, in a simple way, of going about feeling better about ourselves so that we can live better lives. She's telling us how we can take those goals that we have that seem unmanageable, make them more manageable so that we can find ourselves really progressively succeeding in life. Stay with us. Trish and I'll be right back.